Good morning, you're listening to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Harb. I'm in Chattanooga at the 24th annual CARE meeting, CARE being Carpet America Recovery Effort, and I'm with Ashley Young, who works for Mohawk, but is also chairman of the board of CARE. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing today?
Good, it's good to talk to you. So a little background on you before we get into this meeting. You've been in the flooring business for about 30 years, 13 years with Mohawk. And 17 years prior to that with Shaw, right?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Almost 30 years this summer, it looks like. It's been a good run.
How'd you get in the flooring business?
Actually, just through friends. Hey, you know, we're looking for a rep in L.A. You want to join? I said yes. Next thing you know, 30 years later.
So you started with Shaw, switched over to Mohawk, mm-hmm. and you're a graduate of Cal State Northridge, which is in the L.A. area.
Yep.
How did you get to be chairman of the board?
When I came to Mohawk Corporate here about 3-4 years ago, part of my position as the director of retail sales operations, they said, hey, you want Mohawk's representative to CARE and the CRI? I said, sure. Next thing you know, I'm chairman of the board.
Everybody stepped back, and there you were.
Yeah, never volunteer, right?
As I mentioned, this is the 24th CARE meeting, and it is in Chattanooga, which is convenient that it's near all the mills. It's not usually this close to the center of the flooring industry. CARE has gone through some ups and downs. They wrote the AB
2398 and subsequent bills.
And they started to assess consumers, you know, a nickel a yard or whatever it was. It's a very small amount. But over the years, it's kind of morphed into a much higher assessment.
Right.
CARE's been on Cal Recycle's good side, on their bad side. I was glad to be able to come this year, catch up, and the focus of everybody that's here is to find a downstream use for the carpet material once it's brought back after life, right?
Yeah, that's correct. This conference, it brings together not just carpet mills, but also there's some NGO representation here. Entrepreneurs from recyclers to sorters to folks that are finding end use of the product itself, maybe automotive parts or building materials. So it's an opportunity for these folks to get together, hear different ideas, not always going to agree on everything, which is probably a good thing, and bounce some of these solutions off of each other to try to figure out a way to get carpet out of landfill and put it back into a recyclable stream here.
One of the ways of getting along with people is to have them all come to one place and sit down at the same table, which is what you're doing here. And I find it interesting that the people with Cal Recycle, the senior level people, are at this meeting. It's refreshing, isn't it?
They were also at the last meeting we had in San Diego last year, but they've had some leadership changes at their level too, and their opportunity to kind of be a part of what we're doing and not just be a cog in the system, but really partner with finding solutions. There are challenges here, there's no doubt. But out of those challenges, the opportunity is where we want to take this thing. Look at where we can go and not necessarily where we've been. Right, so there are opportunities in front of us, and there's a way to capitalize on this and make money and do the right thing.
A new dimension that we're talking about here is the New York legislation is now going to kick into gear pretty soon, and it's right. A little different than the California law. It is extended producer responsibility legislation, but in this case, the consumer's not paying for it. The manufacturer has to pony up and pay for the whole process, right?
Yeah, it is a fundamental difference in the type of legislation that it is. California does have a consumer-facing fee, and that, like you mentioned, you know, that fee has gone up over time. But in the New York legislation, the mills are going to be responsible for the program. So we're at the inception of what that looks like. You know, we're working through the finance part. We're working on staffing decisions. And it's very complex because you have a system where the consumer doesn't necessarily see what that costs. So it is challenging, but it does afford us a lot of opportunity, too.
One of the things I learned when I first got here was that the sale of carpet in California is way off. So this assessment is having an impact to whether or not the consumer is buying carpet as a floor surface. You know, back when AB 2398 was started, about 100 million yards of carpet was sold in California. And this past year, it was 49 million, right? So that's quite a drop.
It is a drop. You know, part of it is a deselection process where lots of the consumers have chosen a hard surface product, right? And there's a lot of mills that participate in those other categories. So that's just part of business cycle. But the assessment in California definitely has played a part, we believe. When you start off at 5 cents and you go up to a dollar, it does make an impact on the price of the product. The balance where we look at the experiences that we've had in California, how do we learn from that and try to do better in New York to make sure that we don't see those kinds of decreases? How do we create a program that's ultimately going to be good for the consumer, good for the mills, and achieve the legislative requirements that we have in front of us.
How come it is that CARE is setting up the organization that's going to work with New York? That's also kind of a coup itself, right?
Well, it's not so much that CARE is going to be setting up the New York system. CARE will be leaned on as a resource for knowledge and for some of the resources. But because the program is and has to be owned legislatively, it is required, it has to be owned by the mills. CARE can't be the owner of the program itself. So the mills will own the program, but CARE certainly is going to be leaned on for resources and information and knowledge.
One more quick thing we need to note before we run out of time. Awards were given out last night.
Yeah.
And the CARE Person of the Year was David Bender, right?
Yeah, David Bender from CP Polymers, Circular Polymers. Great guy. He knows how to, like they said it last night, set up for his award. He stirs the pot, but he comes at it from a place of finding solutions. And he'll readily agree that we don't always agree, but he will also say that he's coming at it from a place of how can we be better stewards? How can we be better partners to make this whole initiative be more successful?
So what's the board focused on after this event?
Before the conference started, we had our CARE Board of Directors meeting, and really the focus of that meeting was built around the value of the output of recycled product, right? So if there's a decline of the value of the output product from recyclers, it does make their job harder. CARE is very cognizant and recognizes how important that is to create a value for that end product. You know, inviting folks to the conference here that are using those materials for building products helps to increase the value of the product. So there's all kinds of things that we're looking at to make sure that we have a viable long-term plan for the success of CARE. It's not just carpet anymore. I mean, the product that comes out of carpet does go into other products. Now, we do have requirements for recycled content and things, and we're working to make sure that we get there, but we got to make sure that we have value of the product at the end of the recyclers.
So this is my 20th CARE to attend. And I was amazed at how many first-timers there are here, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. And it was good to see, and it's good to see the engagement from the audience during the questions as well.
I should add there's about 100 people here.
We actually exceeded 100 people, so I think it helped having it here at Chattanooga. We got some of the sustainability teams and product teams from the mills, which was great to have them be a part of that. Typically, they're not. But definitely, we had over 100 people here. It was a good attendance.
All right, Ashley, thanks for spending time with me and telling me a little bit about what's going on at this meeting. I've been talking to Ashley Young, Director of Sales Operations with Mohawk Industries and the Chairman of the Board of CARE. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.